Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thousands showed up at a rally in Warren yesterday where Democratic presidential candidate and Senator Bernie Sanders, along with Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Michigan Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, all joined together vowing to fight Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. It was one of dozens of rallies held across the country in support of Obamacare. Michigan Senator Gary Peters is here with us now. Senator, what are you hearing from Michigan voters with regard to the ACA and the Republican repeal efforts?
People are very concerned about what they're hearing about a repeal. We have hundreds of thousands of people in this state that now have health insurance that didn't have it before, now have the peace of mind that goes with that, and they're frightened, quite frankly. And I think it was quite striking to have the large crowd that we had yesterday. Here was a very cold Sunday. And we had thousands of people show up at this rally and say that, you know, do not repeal the Affordable Care Act, and especially without any kind of replacement. Here we have Republicans talking about repeal and yet have no idea how to replace it.
Late yesterday, Mr. Trump told the Washington Post he's working on a plan that would have the goal of, and I'm quoting here, insurance for everybody, although he wouldn't offer specifics. What have you heard in terms of specific from your Republican colleagues on the Hill or from the incoming Trump administration?
Well, that's the problem. I haven't heard any specifics. In fact, the Republicans have never been about giving specifics in a comprehensive way. They've been talking about repeal for probably 7 years now, and yet they still do not have a plan, do not have specifics, talking about just voting on a repeal and saying, well, maybe we'll replace it sometime in the future. But that just causes chaos. It causes chaos in the medical markets. You talk to folks who are providers, what that means for them, for hospitals. People are very, very concerned, and rightfully so. But, you know, most importantly are those people who now have health care coverage, folks who oftentimes would come to me with tears in their eyes and thank me for supporting the Affordable Care Act because now they had the peace of mind that went with it, and often suffering from various ailments and diseases. Now those same people have tears in their eyes worrying that it's going to be taken away.
And is there anything that you feel can be done? I mean, the rallies sent a message, but is that enough?
Well, the rallies definitely sent a message, but we can't just have rallies. Everybody who's at a rally and everybody who believes that this is simply wrong has to make sure they're calling their member of Congress. They need to make sure their voice is heard and loud. And you know, we're hearing some of my Republican colleagues are having some second thoughts that they should not vote for a repeal without a replacement attached to it. And so there are some cracks, and I think it is more imperative than ever that people make sure that their voice is heard and start calling their members of Congress and stopping this rush to repeal without any idea how to replace it.
Senator Peters, it's no secret the Affordable Care Act has also caused some strain for people. People have had premiums go up. Insurance companies have abandoned it in some markets. People have not been able to keep or choose their doctors, to name a few problems. And Democrats have conceded some fixes need to be made. I'm wondering, what would those fixes look like in your view?
Well, there's no question we should make it better. That should be our focus. We shouldn't have our rallying cry repeal. We should have our rallying reply to say, let's make it better. And to make sure that where it's not working as well as it should, that we fix it. It's Medicare has been an incredibly successful program for our seniors. When it passed, we have gone back again and again to make changes and to make corrections. The same thing should occur with the Affordable Care Act. Unfortunately, we've had Republicans who have had no desire to try to make it better over these last few years because they were chanting their repeal chant at their own political rallies. But now, we need to come together and make sure that this is better and focus on what I hope is a core belief for all of us in America. And that's a big part of these rallies and one that I'm passionate about, is that everybody in this country, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, you should have access to quality, affordable health care. That's where we have to start this discussion. The Affordable Care Act focused on that. Not that it doesn't have imperfections that we have to work on. We need to do that. But we need to be united around that core concept.
Senator Peters, I'd like to turn to the confirmation hearing held late last week for retired Marine Corps four-star General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense. As a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, you voted for something we haven't seen since 1950, a waiver to let General Mattis serve as our civilian defense secretary. Why did you vote yes?
Well, it was a hard vote, in that I believe very strongly that we have to keep a very clear line with civilian control of the military. It's something that goes back to our early history, back to George Washington when he resigned his commission as well. He's probably one of the most passionate about keeping a clear line between military and civilian government. We have a law in place that says that someone who has been in the military has to be out for 7 years prior to taking the job of Secretary of Defense, and there was a waiver before us. General Mattis has been out 3 years, similar to General Marshall, which was the last time we've had a waiver of this time. I voted for it, though, because I believe General Mattis is a very thoughtful commander. He's well-read. He has even written and edited a book on civilian control of the military, so came with that kind of background. But I'll tell you what was most compelling is that actually the Republican witness that we had before our Committee on Armed Services, the Republican witness said he wants to be clear. He was very critical of President Obama and a number of actions that he took. But he went on to say, and this is a Republican witness, he went on to say his criticisms of President Obama pale in comparison to his concerns about President-elect Trump, that he simply doesn't have the temperament, doesn't have the knowledge, and could get our country into a very difficult situation. And to have someone of General Mattis' stature to push back is essential to preserving our republic.
Michigan Senator Gary Peters. Senator, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.